This morning, our gospel reading comes out of Luke's gospel in chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. And this is a story of the transfiguration. The transfiguration is recorded, you know, through other gospels as well. But in Luke's account here, we have no named disciples. And while they're up there, they want to stay up there, up on that mountain. But yet there are other plans for them. So I invite you to hear these words starting at verse 28 of chapter 9 of Luke's gospel. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, when I get ready to go on a trip, you know, be it a hiking trip in particular, I have a thing where regardless of the size of bag I have an amazing way, at least according to Christina, to overload that bag. And part of it, I think, comes from my Boy Scout, experience when I was a scout all the way through, be prepared. Because, who knows what will happen while we're out hiking, even if it's a half mile or 6 miles. We might have to, get medevaced while we're out there or something and be ready to, make three fires and all this. And part of that, it comes, again, from that Boy Scout experience. But there are times when, I've gone on trips, gone on hikes, that things changed while we were out there. Perhaps the weather changed, the conditions of the trail changed. If we go camping in our car, that's an even better opportunity to load it up with everything we might need, there. We load up our Traverse. There's lots of room for two people to load stuff there. Because we might need something. We might need a tool because of conditions that might change on us. But when I think about this story here of the Transfiguration, I think about those disciples as they went up that mountain with Jesus there. Now, they had been down, serving. This is in chapter 9 here. You have the disciples at the beginning. Jesus sent out the 12. You have the feeding of the 5,000. And you come to this story of the Transfiguration. Now, it can seem kind of like an odd story, an odd moment in the life of Christ, because they're up there. Jesus all of a sudden changes. Now he's got this bright light around him. He is glowing. You have Moses and Elijah there. This scene just seems odd and bizarre. But yet the disciples there, Peter has this response of, this is a good thing that we are up here. In fact, let's make some dwelling places that we can stay up here, one for Jesus, one for Moses and Elijah. Things are going well for them. But then conditions changed. That cloud came in and they were terrified. Now, if you've been out hiking and spent time, especially in the summer, if you're up in the mountains and the clouds come in, it can be a scary experience because of lightning. The lightning comes in, and if you are above tree line, that is not a place you want to be when a thunderstorm rolls in. It can be very vulnerable. You can feel very exposed. You can feel like that you're in harm's way in that moment. But probably the disciples were probably aware of this, and thus their trepidation, their fear when this cloud came in. But conditions changed yet again for them. Because in that moment, we have God speaking, coming through the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. They're up there, the voice came from the clouds, proclaiming who Jesus was, that they were to listen to him. And then conditions went back to where they were, and they went back into their lives. We had this encounter here, but this encounter also mirrors things that happen in our lives as well. Now, coming up to this point, they were, serving. They had been doing, what Jesus asked them to do, be a part of the feeding of the 5,000, going out and proclaiming, the gospel. And they go up here. And in this moment where their faith is challenged by seeing all these things, it was no doubt that spiritual high point for them. They had moved by their faith going up to the mountain. They wanted to stay up there, but reality came back and they had to go back down. And the start of Luke chapter 10, that's where we have the 70 that are sent back out yet again to proclaim the gospel and the good news. You can almost look at this section of Luke's gospel as a story of coming and going, of people stepping out in faith, acting, because of their faith, also having moments of fear and trepidation. Because if you think about in the feeding of the 5,000 even, the disciples weren't so sure how that was going to turn out. They had 5,000 people, and most likely more than 5,000, because, only the men would have been recorded, in this time period. And they had the loaves and the fishes, enough for a nice lunch for them. But yet, because of the awesome, amazing power of Christ, they were able to feed so many with just those few loaves and fishes. It was an act of faith to witness. And yet, the transfiguration is another act of faith to witness. Then they had to go back, come down that mountain, back to their lives, and go and proclaim their faith. When we are facing challenging moments, challenging experiences, it can be easy for us, and I believe almost natural for us, to fall back to the response the disciples had throughout this section of Scripture, where they have fear and trepidation, they have hesitancy. When that cloud comes in, when the clouds of life come our way, certainly we can become fearful, we can become uncertain, not sure of what is going to happen, perhaps feeling that we are exposed, that we're in danger in those moments. But as a people of faith, I believe we are called to hear those words that were spoken in this gospel of, "This is my son, this is my chosen, listen to him." It's natural for us to want to act in ways that are contrary to our faith. When we have moments of fear and anxiety, it happens that we might run away. But our faith calls us to act differently. We're called to live differently because of our faith. And instead of responding in fear and hesitation, when those moments come that we're called to lean into our faith, instead of running away, let us lean into them and listen to our God, listen to Christ, and be moved by the Holy Spirit. Certainly there are moments that will come, that have come already, that we can identify when the clouds roll in, when the conditions change, and maybe we're wondering if we have all that we need to get through those changing conditions, the changing weather, and those storms. But I believe as a people of faith, as a people grounded in the hope and the life of Jesus Christ, we can get through those changing conditions. We can get through the storms. We can get through when the trail is not what we expected. We can get through when the news we hear is not the news we want to hear. When we have those moments when we are challenged, I believe our faith gets us through those moments because our God is with us in those moments. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let's lean into our faith When it seems like things are changing and uncertain, let us lean into our God. Let us lean into our Savior. Let us be moved by the Spirit. And knowing that we will get through those changing conditions, we will get through those storms, we will get through the turbidity that we find in our lives, because our God is with us. Our God has gone before us. Our Savior has gone before us. And the Holy Spirit goes with us. So let us lean into this hope and this promise now and forever. Amen.